From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The realization of National Economic Recovery Plan funds for micro, small, medium enterprises (MSMEs) has reached 52.91 trillion rupiah as of September 23, 2021. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has informed. Furthermore, attempts are being made to encourage the improvement of MSMEs by guaranteeing working capital loans through productive aid for micro enterprises, cash assistance for street vendors and stalls, as well as final income tax incentive for MSMEs. The Health Ministry has adopted four strategies to quickly achieve the daily vaccination target of 2.5 million doses in regions. Acting Director General of Disease Prevention and Control at the Ministry, Maxi Rain Rondonuwo, has said. The same strategies will also be applied to the three most populated provinces in Indonesia, and therefore hard work is needed to achieve the daily vaccination target of 2.5 million doses. Nida Nurul Hasanah has set her sight on winning a gold medal for Banten in the heptathlon event of the 20th Papua National Sports Week PON, which will take place from October 2 to 15, 2021. According to Hasanah, readiness and maturity have to be maximized to have superior and reliable skills while competing in the event. She said she is aiming to deliver her best performance as well as pocket a gold medal for Banten province at the PON. Let's move on to the international news. The two candidates running neck and neck to replace Angela Merkel as German Chancellor called for a stronger European Union on Thursday, September 23rd, in a final TV debate that did little to shake up a race expected to end in lengthy coalition negotiations. Foreign policy has featured little during the tight campaign, but in their final joint TV appearance, the two main contenders for Merkel's jobs, Finance Minister and Vice Chancellor Olaf Scholz from the SPD and Armin Laschet from Merkel's conservative bloc, each called for a strong and sovereign Europe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday urged all countries to raise climate ambition as the U.N. Security Council took up the environmental crisis, warning that it is aggravating conflicts. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the sessions that a recent report by U.N. scientists that showed dangerously intensifying levels of climate change was a code red for humanity. Asian shares were on edge on Friday, hurt by persistent uncertainty around the fate of the debt-ridden China's Evergrande, even as more risk appetite drove gains for Wall Street and U.S. benchmarks treasury yields. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan lost 0.1% and was set for a weekly loss of 0.68%. Australian shares fell 0.41%, while the Hong Kong benchmark was mostly flat. More than half of Australia's adult population were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as of Friday, authorities said, as they stepped up inoculation in hopes of easing restriction while cases linger near daily record levels in Victoria. Australia is grappling with a third wave of infection from the highly infectious Delta variant that has led to lockdowns. in its two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, and the capital, Canberra, affecting nearly half the country's 25 million people. That was the news. Myanmar was discussed at the high-level event on Rohingya crisis meeting at the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York, United States, Thursday. The United Nations also urged the international community to exert maximum efforts to prevent the conflict in Myanmar from getting worse. As it is known, the impact of the situation in Myanmar has even led to a humanitarian crisis, especially for the Rohingya's minority group. It is feared that there will be a human rights catastrophe under military rule in the country. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military seized power on February 1, 2021. The coup, which marked the end of a decade of tentative democracy, has sparked anger both at home and abroad over the military's return to power. Almost every day, anti-military junta protests color Myanmar. Security forces resorted to crackdowns to disperse the protest. According to the United Nations, more than 1,000 people have died since the coup. Antaranus agency reported that the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, condemned the military junta and imposed sanctions on top Myanmar military's official. But critics says the West should take a tougher stance, including imposing an arms embargo. Bachelet also said that Myanmar had failed to fulfill its agreement with ASEAN to end the violence and start dialogue. The deteriorating conditions in Myanmar prove that Myanmar is not able to carry out the commitments it has made with the previous ASEAN leaders. The world, which is worried about what is happening in Myanmar, should implement strong accountability measures to overcome the Myanmar crisis, especially in the current COVID-19 pandemic situation. The international community needs to support and help create an immediate resolution of the political crisis in Myanmar. One way is through the implementation of the 5-point consensus, which has been agreed upon by the leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. The consensus agreed to end the violence and start a constructive dialogue of all parties involved in Myanmar. The international community must also redouble its efforts to restore democracy and prevent wider conflict before it is too late.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Let's begin today in history. On September 24, 1961, Indonesia National Farmers Day was inaugurated. National Farmers Day is commemorated every September 24th by all farmers across Indonesia. The day was inaugurated in 1960. The first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, made Law No. 5, 1960, as the basic agrarian regulation. Next, September 24, 1973, when Independence Declaration of Guinea-Bissau Accord. The Republic of Guinea-Bissau is a country in West Africa. It was a part of Kabu Kingdom, the Mali Empire. This part of the kingdom lasted until 18th century, while the others were parts of the Portuguese Empire. Guinea-Bissau declared their independence from Portugal on September 14, 1973, yet it was recognized by Portugal and the world on September 10, 1974. The capital city, Bissau, was added into the country's name to avoid confusion with Guinea. Last on September 24, 1999, when Yunhap, a student of University of Indonesia, was shot during the Second Semanggi tragedy. The Second Semanggi tragedy happened on September 24, 1999, which caused the death of Yap Yunhap. At that time, the transitional government intended to issue the emergency situation law, which many saw as giving a wider power for the military to handle the national situation according to the military's interests. Therefore, the students move in a great number of protests against the emergency situation law. During the protests, the students of University of Indonesia, Yunhap, was shot in front of Atmajaya University.
Telah aku maafkan semua kesalahanmu, asal kau mau berjanji. Tidak mengulangnya lagi. Telah aku terima sakitnya dikhianati. Sedalam cintaku ini, selama hidupku ini. Hatiku cuma ada satu, sudah untuk mencintaimu. Tolong jangan sakiti lagi, nanti aku bisa mati. Cintaku cuma aku terima sakitnya dikhianati. Sedalam cintaku ini, selama hidupku ini.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
Well, Felicina, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Foreign investor trust for Indonesia keeps improving along with the investment grew by 8.3% in the second quarter of 2021. That was stated by Minister of Investment, Head of Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Hadalia, during the investment dialogue, post-pandemic economic recovery, attracting investment via structural reformation. This discussion was held online by Eurocharm and Investment Minister or Investment Coordinating Board on Tuesday. Minister Bahlil said that in 2021, the investment target was set at 900 trillion rupiah, and 49.6% of it has been realized. From the percentage, foreign direct investment FDI was 50.5%. It means that the world's trust for Indonesia gradually improves. Minister Bahlil further remarked that the global improving trust was seen from the European investors in the list of Indonesia's top foreign investors. Based on the data from the investment minister or the investment coordinating board in the first quarter of 2021, Switzerland was one of the top five investors in Indonesia. Meanwhile, in the second quarter, the Netherlands was the third top investor in Indonesia. With the achievement, Minister Bahlil Hadalia said that the government will try to make improvements in a bid to give certainty, ease, transparency, and efficiency for the investors. One of the strategies was the job creation law and the risk-based online single submission for investment licensing. On the same occasion, Chairman of Eurocharm, Julian Stamers, said that some European companies in Indonesia had confirmed their commitment to keep investing in Indonesia. Stamers, on behalf of European companies, also gave appreciation for the total reformation by the Indonesian government in facilitating business between Europe and Indonesia. He affirmed that Eurocharm members are committed to continuing the dialogue and ensuring various European companies to be the right partners for Indonesia in increasing the country's businesses and economic security.
Suka sirna sudah bila kau
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Indonesian Wonder for today's edition would like to introduce you to one of the typical traditional snacks of Betawi people, namely dongkal cake. The cake is made from rice flour and palm sugar. At first, dongkal is made from cassava flour, stemming from the cassava tuber. The snack has been introduced since 1940, and it is famous as a breakfast menu. Then, cassava flour began to be difficult to find in the 1970s. So many people preferred to use rice flour as the main ingredients of making dongkal cake. In the past, the dish was usually used as a reception when making gedang, or ties or harvested dry rice. Dongkal is also often served as traditional events or community mutual assistance. But now this sweet, savory snack can be enjoyed every day. Dongkal is made from rice that is pounded until it becomes flour. Then the flour is filled with palm sugar and steam. The container for steaming dongkal is a steamer made of woven bamboo like cocoon. In Sundanese language, the steamer is called asepan. Then the steamer is inserted into a steamer called aseeng. Its shape is like a cormorant, but its center part is slender, while the neck and base are wider. After it is well cooked, the surface forms a mottled pattern of white and brown, and it is formed from the rice flour and palm sugar. Before it is eaten, the dongkal is cut into small pieces in order to enjoy it more easily. Then the dongkal will be given a sprinkling of grated coconut so that it tastes more delicious with the combination of sweet and savory. Usually, donggal is eaten as a breakfast menu or an afternoon snack with a cup of warm tea. This dish is relatively cheap. One portion is usually packaged in a box container and it is sold for 10 to 15,000 rupiah.
Seperti kamu datang dari hati kecilmu hanya untuk diriku, dan kini ku mengerti setelah engkau pergi baru aku sadari kamu berarti dalam hidupku. Aku ingin kau kembali memeluk diriku. Kan ku katakan kepadamu, sungguh aku rindu. Tak bisa aku tanpamu ada di sisiku. Sungguh ku tahu bahwa sangat mencintaimu, dan kini ku mengerti setelah engkau pergi baru aku sadari kamu berarti dalam hidupku. Aku
Dear all Radio Republic Indonesia listeners, I'm Kanasugi Kenji, Ambassador of Japan to Indonesia. Happy 76th anniversary to RRE. May you continue your great contribution and success in years ahead. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Batik, as the fabric of the pride of the Indonesian people, is increasingly recognized abroad. Various batik clothes were exhibited at the Indopop Movement event in the crowd of Times Square, New York, United States, in early September 2021. The Indopop Movement is an activity to introduce all things about Indonesia, from culture, music, culinary, to fashion. The three batik brands displayed were Coretta Lewis, Hengki Kawilarang, and Batik Trusmi. A designer, concurrently daily chairperson of the Indonesian Batik Foundation, Coretta Lewis, said that activity such as the Indopop Movement is the right platform to showcase batik. Moreover, this event was held in New York's Times Square, which is the center of the world's capital city. Coretta Lewis has also introduced batik from Indonesia to foreign countries, including on the stage of New York Fashion Week. The fashion show, a number of batik models for women's clothing were displayed, ranging from outer to more formal clothing. The event also featured traditional Javanese and Balinese wedding dresses, as well as the appearance of dangdut singer Fitri Karlina. Coretta Lewis, with the label Sisi by Klo, released a collection of 8 Spring-Summer 2022 on the Indopop Movement 99 stage. The batik designed by Sisi by Klo is inspired by New York City, United States, where the style of the New Yorkers, who are very stylish and flexible. Actually, batik has been very popular with the American people. Various batik shows and exhibitions are often held by the Indonesian government, business people, and Indonesian diasporas to promote batik. At the most famous fashion show, New York Fashion Week, batik is often exhibited almost every year. That's Miscellany.
Kita memang tidak semudah yang dibayangkan. Dulu kita saling menyakiti dan hampir menyerah, tapi kini kita ada untuk saling menyempurnakan. Ku berdoa untuk bisa hidup dan menua bersamamu. kita memang tidak semudah yang dibayangkan. Dulu kita saling menyakiti dan hampir menyerah, tapi kini kita ada untuk saling menyempurnakan. Ku berdoa untuk bisa hidup dan menua bersamamu. Cinta kita memang tidak semudah yang dibayangkan. Dulu kita saling menyakiti dan hampir menyerah, tapi kini kita ada untuk saling menyempurnakan. Ku berdoa untuk bisa hidup dan menua bersamamu. Oh, hidup dan menua bersamamu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Mandar, South Sulawesi, entitled Suku Kalepuu, to be sung by Anggara Arsam Saputra. The song, which was created by Zulkifli Aco, tells about the friendship between a woman and a man. Actually, the man does love the woman, but he does not dare to express his feelings to her because he does not want to ruin their friendship that has existed for a long time. Here is the original song from Mandar, South Sulawesi, entitled Suku Kalepuu, sung by Anggara Arsam Saputra.
My
Marinau sayanginmu buat nau dia telu dia rikan di tidak mate tongana tetongana kata moke tetongana ngang masara tetongana ta nau reore panra
of Indonesia.
Kau tu
Voice of Indonesia.
Haruskah ku ulangi lagi kata cintaku padamu? Yakinkan dirimu, masihkah terlintas di dada keraguanmu itu? Susahkan hatimu, takkan ada cinta yang lain. Pastikan cintaku hanya untuk
satu bait kenangan cerita cinta kita tak mungkin terlupa. Buang semua memelukmu, percaya takdir kita. Aku cinta padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.